Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
The questions pertaining to suicide and mental health, these are our number one questions at Christian Thinker Society. If you were to aggregate all 5,000 questions we received, the number one question I have, and this shocked me, Susie, was related to issues of suicide and mental health. And I want to, emblematic of that, I had an experience that I have not had before yet in our unanswered tour. I always show a clip when I speak in churches, and it's a clip of an anonymous caller who called on a radio broadcast I was on. She wouldn't say her name. She's grieving. She's crying. She's clearly overwhelmed emotionally. Her son, who had been a Christian his entire life, had just committed suicide 10 months earlier. Oh. And she's saying, I've had people telling me my son is in hell. How do you respond to that? Well, it was an incredible ministry opportunity, and now I actually show this clip in every single city we go to. And my response is this, and I want to make sure people are listening to me. The only sin that God will not forgive is the sin of rejecting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. A Christian can commit any sin there is. I want to make that very clear. A Christian is not perfect. A Christian is forgiven. And even though we're forgiven and in the Lord, it doesn't mean that we don't have a chemical makeup in our mind. It doesn't mean that we can't struggle with mental illness. And I want to say this to those of you who are out there struggling. I know pastors who are good, godly men who today are already in heaven because, unfortunately, they took their life. And so I want to make sure that we eliminate this erroneous teaching that somehow this suicide is some unforgivable sin. And, of course, there are traditions that go back to mortal sins, etc. There's a tradition that is a fog over the church that if you commit suicide, you'll go straight to hell. That is not biblical. And so I want to bring encouragement to our audience right now. Of course, suicide is not the way out. It will destroy your family and probably wreck their faith. But I want to make this clear for those of you that have had that unfortunate situation of a loved one who you know knew the Lord, who went through a bout of depression. They are not in hell. You cannot, nothing can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Read Romans 8. So I want to affirm you with that. And there's so many things else we can talk about. Yeah. I mean, we go into depth about suicide prevention in our book. We discuss that all families struggle. We discuss why we need people in the church who, to get active, even the, every, one-fourth of the people listening to us right now are struggling with mental illness, Susie. I mean, 62% of people in our churches wish that their pastors would say more about mental illness and don't. 25% of pastors today are struggling with chronic depression themselves. And so this is why we call it the invisible disease in the church. And I'm so happy that as the Holy Spirit is using Unanswered in churches across the country, it's bringing these taboo subjects into sharper focus, and we're able to have an intelligent, spirit-filled discussion about them.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.